CDC investigating death of 13-year-old who suddenly died after second coronavirus shot. By Hannah Blow on July 5, 2021. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is investigating the death of a 13-year-old Michigan boy who died suddenly in his sleep 2 days after receiving the second dose of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. Jacob Klinik received his second coronavirus shot on June 13, days after graduating from the eighth grade. His aunt, Tammy Burgess, said he experienced typical symptoms, such as a fever and general fatigue. But on June 15, he complained of a stomachache, went to bed, and never woke up. He passed away in the middle of the night at home, Burgess said. Now, there is an investigation into the cause of his death. As officials attempt to establish whether there is a correlation between his death and vaccination. According to Saginaw County Health Department Medical Director Dr. Delija Pruitt and Health Officer Christina Harrington. In a joint statement, they confirmed the investigation is now at the federal level with CDC. Meanwhile, the health department continues to encourage families to speak with their physicians to weigh their own risks and benefits of vaccination, they added. Klinik's family said the young teen had no underlying medical conditions. But according to the Detroit Free Press, the family was told that preliminary autopsy findings suggest Jacob's heart was enlarged when he died and there was fluid around his heart. However, the medical examiner would not confirm that to the outlet, verifying the investigation itself but offering no further details. It's still an ongoing investigation, Randy Fowl, director of operations for the Michigan Institute of Forensic Science and Medicine, said. I know the doctors are working on this case as a priority. It could be months before investigators identify an official cause of death. This is one of those things that I suspect they're never going to really be able to say, oh, it was shot or it wasn't shot, Burgess said. There must be something that makes certain kids more susceptible to having a serious heart reaction. And I think Jacob was one of those kids, she continued. So whatever that serious thing was, whatever the underlying health issue was, is something maybe that the autopsy will tell us. She said, adding, of course, it is going to be months down the road and a lot of other kids will get the shot before then, so it would be nice to know now. Last month, the CDC held an emergency meeting about rare cases of heart inflammation conditions developing in younger recipients, particularly men, after receiving the second dose of an mRNA vaccine. At the time, the federal agency reported 1,200 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis developing in young people after receiving the vaccine, most cases developing after the second dose. As Breitbart News reported, according to the CDC's presentation slide, 267 cases of the heart inflammation condition developed after the first dose, with 827 cases developing after two doses as of June 11. The CDC categorized 132 additional cases where the dosage number is not certain. The vast majority of the cases are developing in men under the age of 30. Despite that, the CDC is continuing to urge parents to get their young children vaccinated. Despite the likely association between Pfizer and Dylon mRNA vaccines triggering cases of heart inflammation in younger individuals. Should I still get myself or my child vaccinated? The agency poses in a Q&A last updated June 23. Yes. CDC continues to recommend COVID-19 vaccination for everyone 12 years of age and older, given the risk of COVID-19 illness and related, possibly severe complications, such as long-term health problems, hospitalization, and even death, the agency answered. The known and potential benefits of COVID-19 vaccination outweigh the known and potential risks, including the possible risk of myocarditis or pericarditis, the federal agency continued, adding. Also, most patients with myocarditis and pericarditis who received care responded well to treatment and rest and quickly felt better.